Every school has one. The weirdo follows no rules. The weirdo is lawless. Which leads to how I received my nickname, Milk Pea Mavity. How does a person get a nickname like that? You've asked me. Did you pee into someone's milk? Did you drink milk that was actually pee? No, I didn't drink pee, Pepper. It happened like this. I was making my way through the cafeteria line during my first year at Keller. As I reached for a milk carton from one of the crates arranged on the counter, the cafeteria lady said, "Don't take one of those. They're about to expire." "You're going to throw them out?" I asked. "That's what you do with expired milk." I examined one of the cartons. "These don't expire until tomorrow. And anyway, don't you know the sell-by dates are just a suggestion? The companies mark them early so they can trick you into buying more." The lady sighed. "Wouldn't you rather have a carton of fresh milk?" "I'd rather not waste 50 perfectly good ones. A cow had to have her udders sucked on by some metal industrial milker for these." "All right," she said. "If you really want this much milk, it's all yours. But remember the rule." She pointed to a sign above the door. "No food to be taken out of the cafeteria." "Game on," I said. I lifted the milk crate, walked to my empty table, and proceeded to open carton after carton of milk, draining each in the span of a moment. In Matilda, when the evil headmistress orders Bruce Bogtrotter to eat an entire cake, the other kids cheer Bruce on. This is not what happened to me. When the girls in the cafeteria began to notice the growing pile of emptied milk cartons scattered across my table, there were no cheers. A hush spread. Soon, the only sound was my labored breath and occasional milk burps. In between cartons, I rested my head on the table like an athlete, not sure if they can go on. The cafeteria lady watched me, arms crossed over her chest. There were only 33 cartons, but it didn't matter. After 20, my stomach felt like an overinflated water balloon. At last, by some miracle of human anatomy, I arrived at the last carton. I threw it back and swallowed with difficulty, and as I prepared to lift my arms in the air in victory like an Olympian at the finish line, the bell rang and the other girls dispersed to their classes. I waddled down the hall to English and eased into my chair just after the bell. At first, I felt okay. As the minutes passed, though, a point somewhere inside my middle began to radiate pain. I jammed my knees together, squeezing every muscle in my nether regions until I was shaking. It was 10 minutes before the bell when, leaning over my desk, I raised my hand. "Miss Markowitz, can I go to the bathroom?" I asked. Miss Markowitz surveyed me from the front of the room. "You were late to class, Molly, if I'm not mistaken. I'll just assume that you planned in a bathroom stop during the passing period." "But I didn't," I said, my voice strained. "Well, I'm sorry, but that's your responsibility." "Well, I'm sorry, but you're a megalomaniac," I thought. Does it feel good, I wondered, controlling children's bodily functions? What kind of sick world is this where we can't allow human beings to relieve themselves without permission? What happened next was born purely out of spite. Could I have held it? Maybe. But with every second of my bladder paining, I grew more furious at Miss Markowitz and factory milk farming, and at my aunt for making me come to this messed up school, and at both my parents for leaving me, and eventually the fury could not be contained. I clenched every muscle, then relaxed them all at once. "Molly's peeing," someone shouted. 33 milk cartons make a lot of pee, Pepper. The puddle of it crept across the linoleum floor of the classroom, and the other students leaped to stand on their seats. Miss Markowitz opened and closed her mouth, at a loss for words. I wasn't upset by the noises my classmates were making, or embarrassed by the feeling of pee turning cold against my skin. I was gleeful. I felt strong. I haven't peed publicly since that day, but I've never stopped looking for that.